They have perfectly fine batteries in it.
Well, here we are.
Well, the energy is impeccable.
I'm so tired. I'm trying to remember how to say words.
Hi, welcome back.
Shut up. I was getting there.
I didn't know.
Hi, and welcome back to I'll Tell You What, a spoopy podcast. I'm Ashlyn.
And I'm Miranda.
That took way too much mental effort.
It looked like it.
It's like, we're going to say these words and it's going to happen.
Before we get into it, why don't you go ahead and head on over to your favorite podcasting apps and platforms and just, you know, like our show, review it, maybe give it a rating. Maybe, I don't know.
Say something about it.
Maybe say something about it. Maybe give us a little pat on the back or a little suggestion, a little comment.
You know,
who knows?
It'll help us reach more people, which is always a good time. Or, you know, you can also head over to our Patreon.
That's true. We have one of those.
Speaking of, shout out to David Metis,
yes,
our patron, for supporting the show. And this episode is brought to you by that.
This episode is brought to you by your last two brain cells.
Hey, we're bringing it back.
That was the original name for this podcast, and then someone took it.
Yeah. So, masks are back starting this week, this past week.
That is true, here in Kansas City.
And in a lot of other places. I mean,
a lot
of places that I work aren't even in Kansas City, but they've started back with the masks because CDC has new recommendations. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And a lot of people haven't gotten vaccinated. The Missouri vaccination rate is like, it's less than 50%.
We are pitiful.
It's like 48%.
It's pitiful.
Yeah. Well, and ridiculous. Some people, I'm not going to fault them for being a little wary of it.
Well, yeah, it came out very fast.
Well, it came out very fast, and how it was approved was via an emergency kind of situation. So it didn't have, it doesn't, we don't know what it does long term necessarily.
Yikes.
I mean, vaccines like it have been in development for a long time, but it is the first one that has officially come out for it. Some people actually have valid concerns. I get it. Some people believe in one of my favorite things, conspiracies. So Miranda, I'll tell you what.
What?
I'll tell you about the COVID vaccine conspiracy.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. It's wild. So it's been a time since I first came across this. On November 7th, 2020.
Oh, my God.
I received a Facebook message from our father.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I remember this.
He was forwarding me a video that had been sent to him regarding the developing COVID-19 vaccine. I'll eventually get that sentence out.
COVID-19 vaccine. Ashlyn just had a glitch. Sorry, she's rebooting.
So yes, he sends me this video for this conspiracy over the COVID-19 vaccine, mm-hmm. which I hadn't really heard much about at that point. And it would still be another month before even the first doses were administered. In fact, it was a little after a month.
Yeah.
He had been forwarded this by some people who thought that he might agree with them.
Yeah.
And so the reason he forwarded it to me is because he thought he was being funny.
Well, yes.
He wanted to mess with me. And he did, because I got mad.
You were like, Father, no!
I was like, this is wrong. This is wrong. This can't be true. And but this case in particular is interesting because there is some truth to the claims. But not in the way that we think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the video.
Yeah.
It stars one Dr. Christiane Northrup, and I'm not saying the name correctly. She did say her name on the interview, but I cannot remember what the pronunciation was.
If I recall what this video is about, she doesn't necessarily deserve her name being pronounced correctly, so.
Be nice.
No.
So,
make me.
Dr. Northrup was on what looked like a video call with an interviewer. In the interview, Dr. Northrup discussed concerns about the COVID-19 vaccine, in particular the fact that the vaccine is an RNA vaccine, or mRNA vaccine, as opposed to traditional vaccines.
Which is, I'm sorry, what is an mRNA?
So you know how DNA is deoxyribonucleic acid?
No. I had no idea that's what that stood for. And that's not sarcasm.
I know.
I just needed the audience to know.
RNA is just ribonucleic acid.
What the heck is that?
Oh my God. We'll go into the science in a bit. But mRNA just stands for messenger RNA.
Okay. Well, that's helpful at least.
Yeah.
It says, go here.
Basically, or do this. Yeah.
Do this.
It sends messages.
Maybe I should watch more Cells at Work.
I've only seen a couple episodes, but man, it's so funny.
I know. I watched like 2 episodes and then I got out of it. Maybe I should watch that. Maybe I learned something.
You might. I don't know. They're not entirely wrong. It's kind of crazy. Exactly. But the entire concept is hilarious. I love it so much. So it's different. The COVID-19 vaccine is different.
Different than other vaccines. But isn't this like you said this was a technique they've been working on for quite some time.
Oh, yeah. Like this, they didn't just decide, well, what if we decided to make it this way?
What if we just did it completely different than how we've always done it? They didn't just decide to do that.
No, exactly. So she addresses the fact that there's never been a vaccine like it before, which is technically true, despite, well, you know, being in development.
But still, I mean, we've also never had this disease before.
Yeah. So. We have had diseases like it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if they'd been working on vaccines for similar diseases, maybe that's why they decided to go with the mRNA vaccine.
Like swine flu.
Or SARS. SARS stands for Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome.
Ugh.
And this...
sounds like a coughing attack.
Basically, I mean, but people died from it back then. Ugh. And it was a big thing, actually, goodness, in the early 2000s.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, wait. I'm pretty sure that's why Josh's family moved back here from England.
Possibly.
It was during the SARS epidemic, and that's why they moved back... mm-hmm. to the States. See, was that, because it was really big in England. And
yeah,
like,
it was.
Nah, man.
It was something like 800 people died from it worldwide.
Shoot, man, shoot, dude.
And yet, you know, that was considered a big pandemic at the time.
Yikes!
And
the numbers now are catastrophic.
They're a lot larger than 800 people. And I could be off on that. I did not actually look at the numbers for it. It could be less than 800, in all honesty.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, another name for COVID is actually SARS-CoV-2.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's because they're both types of coronaviruses.
Gross.
Do I need to go into the science of what a coronavirus is? Because I really don't want to. In fact, I think I did that back in Masks of Mind Control.
Do you think I have grasped any of this by now, Ashlyn? No. But I will assume that we all know what a COVID
into science my entire life, and Miranda's disinterest constantly gives me pain. Getting back to Dr. Northrup now.
Yes.
So she claims that this RNA vaccine is going to fundamentally change people's DNA.
That's not how anything works.
Well, RNA can undergo reverse transcriptase. Transcriptase is usually when DNA goes to RNA.
But it changes all the time.
That is true. And her claims get a little more wild from there.
Mm. Ashlyn's kind. She's like, they're just a little off kilter. So she's making all these crazy claims. I mean, these.
So yeah, she claims it changes people's
different
DNA.
Different claims.
She says in this interview that what she doesn't like even more than the quote unquote toxic metals that are usually in vaccines.
Excuse me.
Which her comment about this is that those toxic metals make our bodies quote unquote literally into an antenna with 5G.
Gotta get that 5G, son.
Yeah.
That's not true. Because I have a 5G phone and my reception sucks.
I know, I'm like...
I rarely get 5G. I get in the strangest places.
I've talked about this with some people.
And it doesn't work any better.
Week, and they're a little bit mad now that they're... reception isn't better.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my reception sucks. Ugh. I have a 5G phone if I am a tower now.
Or what, part of a
what
network.
Up? What up?
I need
what
this.
Up, Moderna? Where's my 5G?
I got the Pfizer, you know? Like,
yeah,
between
what up,
one of us, between one of us should have 5G.
Exactly.
You know? We don't. So now I'm a little bitter. I feel like I was robbed.
I'm pretty upset about it.
But what she doesn't like, even more than the quote-unquote toxic metals, is that this vaccine has non-human DNA, which isn't uncommon in vaccines.
Is alien DNA? Area 51 confirmed?
Granted, that was earlier last year anyway. But no, she's talking about monkeys and pigs. They're used in other vaccines as well, you know. So it's not unique. But because this non-human DNA is in there and it's an mRNA vaccine, she claims that, and again, because it's an mRNA vaccine, it's going to come in, infect our DNA, and change it.
Yes, and we're going to turn into pigs and monkeys.
Kind of. She claims that this starts to make people into chimers.
Oh, no. Don't you dare make reference, you.
Because no. It's introducing non-human DNA into our bodies. She also claims that there is a patent based on work done at MIT to make a dye called luciferase.
Oh, yes, the devil's juice. I remember this.
And this dye would allow someone to see who was and wasn't vaccinated if they were put under a light, you know? So, yeah.
Light me up like a Christmas tree, Mom.
In theory, you would start glowing under certain lights. I'm thinking more, actually, instead of lighting up like a Christmas tree, I'm thinking more like from Sky High, Zach.
Oh, I glow.
Like, that would be pretty cool. I like it. I like that power.
Yeah, but make it pretty hard to sleep.
Maybe. I don't know. Could he turn it off?
No. It was just always glowing. You just couldn't tell unless it was dark.
Maybe if you cup your hands anyway. Also, according to Northrop, the vaccine will have nanoparticles, or as she calls them, nanocrystalline particles.
Yep.
That will be able to log our biometric data. Mm-hmm. These nanoparticles will be little robots or little antennas. She was not very clear on which
one. Sorry. The speed in which they made the vaccine, I don't think they had time for all this.
I don't know, Marina. Science.
Science rules. How much?
Bill Nye the
Science. Okay.
Anyway.
I truly don't. She's put too much forethought in this. And the fact that saying it's dangerous because it was made really quickly is one thing. But claiming there's tiny robots and things, they don't have time to make millions and billions of tiny robots to shove them in our bodies.
Well, these tiny robots will be able to take not only our vaccine record, but all biometric data and store it in the cloud.
The cloud.
I'm imagining
the
claw. Yes, exactly. I was imagining like the little green men with the claw. She also brought up the fact, to back up the whole idea of nanoparticles,
yes,
that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation applied for a patent numbered 060606 on March 26th of 2020.
It's for the jealous juice, isn't it?
No, it's to take the stored biometric data, give us a barcode, and connect us all to cryptocurrency. This is so we will all become slaves to the system.
The system.
Humans will become a commodity. You know, like we aren't already with our labor.
It's like, what? Since when weren't we?
It's really concerning because this is a virus from which 99.9% will recover, according to her.
Also, you know how many 1% is?
Yeah, when so many people have been infected. We thought SARS was bad because it had almost 1,000 deaths.
Yeah.
We're far beyond that now. Granted, the symptoms were more drastic for SARS, yes.
And yet, more people have died from coronavirus or COVID-19.
Yeah, because the symptoms aren't... It's like that syndrome where, you know, if you can't feel pain, you actually kind of have to live in a bubble because the pain tells you what's wrong
tells
with your
you
body.
If there's something wrong, and if you don't have something... And if you don't have pain, you can't know... You don't know
what's
wrong.
Yeah, if you don't feel your hand on a hot stove, your hand could...
Your hand's still going to burn.
Yeah, and it could get third-degree burns. You just won't feel it. That's kind of what asymptomatic COVID is.
It still affects your body. You just don't know how badly it's affecting it.
Well, not necessarily. We don't actually know the science behind that. but it is still infecting other people in society.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to do damage.
Mm-hmm. And there have been confirmed cases of people who did get the vaccine who've gotten the Delta variant. Now,
yeah, I'm not sure.
They've all survived, pretty much.
Yeah.
I actually saw statistics the other day. People who get infected, who could get infected, even if they are vaccinated or have been vaccinated, is less than 0.4% of people who've been vaccinated.
Okay.
Have got, can get the Delta variant. I think the people who actually had symptoms was 0.0004 or something like that, or 0.004.
Mm-hmm.
Less than. And the people who have been hospitalized was less than 0.0001% of people who have been vaccinated.
That's pretty good. But again, you got to think about the numbers in that. So they're talking about from a very small sample size, these people have, you know, been hospitalized or something.
I know,
like
I'm just
that.
Saying get vaccinated.
Yeah, we'll get vaccinated. And also,
the number goes down.
Well, and also, if you've been vaccinated, there's also a chance that you could have been already practicing social distancing more than, say, other people, which will also reduce your likelihood of getting the Delta variant. So they can't really say it's because of the vaccine or not. It could just be, you know, a correlation kind of thing. But better safe than sorry. Getting back on topic. If you remember back to our What is QAnon episode, you may remember us talking about how a lot of pages, groups, and videos promoting misinformation were removed from Facebook, YouTube, and other social media sites.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember the reason?
No.
It was...
Oh, yeah, spreading misinformation.
Well, not just spreading misinformation, but
fake
this,
news.
But this misinformation was causing believers in QAnon to act out violently against others. Like, I think there was even a murder.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And again, if you want to hear more about that, go to our What is QAnon episode. And the thing about QAnon is that it also incorporates a lot of other conspiracies in it. And of course, a lot of the COVID-19 conspiracies were adopted by the QAnon believers as well.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, a lot of people resorted to sending links to blogs and other pages discussing these conspiracies via Facebook Messenger or texting or something. And the fact that Facebook was censoring the content kind of fueled the fire, because clearly this was information that the media doesn't want you to know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the big bad media. And yeah, I said here, why did my father send me this? He wanted to mess with me.
Yes.
So the breakdown of this whole conspiracy. The science, first of all, does not add up.
Mm-hmm.
So my background with science is mainly, you know, high school classes and some college classes. I was going to go pre-med before I decided, you know what, I really like film and psych. So I don't have a degree in any of this, though.
I know. You know? She saw the glimmering lights of showbiz. She had to be a part of it.
I thought, hey, sound is pretty cool. Let's do that. That'll get me notoriety.
I hear things.
So I have a background with some basic science,
you
know? I
have a background too, man.
So that's kind of my point, though, is like my science is
Ashlyn
very
has
basic.
A bit of a credibility behind
barely
her.
Any. That's my point.
No. I have none.
You know, I had some science interests kind of because I was in doctor's offices a lot and I wanted to be a doctor when I was a kid. So yeah, it pales in comparison to like the knowledge you actually need to become a doctor. You know, you not only go through 4 years of undergrad, but then you go to a pre-med, then you go to a residency, no, internship, then residency. Yeah. I don't even remember the path now.
I only remember this because of Grey's Anatomy.
Thank you, Miranda.
Regular college, medical school. Then internship, then residency, then some people do go straight from residency into, there's two different things. You can either do a, fellowship or you can go straight into being basically the doctor, but I can't think of the term. Grey's Anatomy, why are you letting me down now?
Oh yeah, that's worth letting you down.
It is!
You didn't know what RNA was 5 seconds ago.
I'm sure they've mentioned it on Grey's Anatomy. I don't think it's for that.
Let's get back on track.
Even I, armed with my basic understanding of biology and the power of Google, which, you know, cannot tell you everything a doctor knows. Spoiler alert, your Google research is not enough to get you a doctorate in anything.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure watching all 15 seasons of Grey's Anatomy.
I will walk out that door right now. But even I know this is not how anything with DNA works. You were saying earlier that that's not how DNA works.
I just had a feeling.
And what was the last science class you took?
Junior year physics.
That's more of a math thing.
I know.
What about before that?
It's typically science. I took biology. Sophomore year.
Oh, no!
Also, the last time we took a math class. Wow, the American school system, really. Public school system really failed me. They require more of their students now. I think I'm the reason.
So, when it comes to RNA, RNA is thought to basically convert the information that's stored in DNA into proteins. So basically, it takes the instructions from DNA and helps create proteins from that.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, messenger RNA.
Yes.
The mRNA vaccine does not bind and change your DNA, as she suggests. Like, that's not even how RNA works.
Yes.
RNA only ever contains a segment of DNA, which makes it, you know, much shorter. Can RNA influence DNA? I mean, yes, but not in the way that you think. If we look at how a virus works, like, you know, COVID, hey, viruses like HIV, Hep C, influenza, SARS, they infect by leaving RNA in the body, which then uses reverse transcriptase to transcribe the RNA to DNA, where it then can be introduced to the genome. However, that happening is very rare. And in those circumstances, viruses can leave small chunks or sequences of their genes into our DNA. This would be called an endogenous retrovirus.
So, what I've gathered, and I'm probably completely wrong, but you tell me whether or not I am. Basically, getting the coronavirus is going to change your DNA more than the vaccine would.
Not necessarily. I'd say, honestly, there might be like an equal chance, but it's still very, very small. I don't know the exact numbers, but very, very small.
Well, Ashlyn, not going to give me exact numbers, I don't want it.
Oh, yeah, you're in math now, okay? Hard evidence for Miranda. So how are those paranormal episodes coming?
You know, Ghostbusters is a documentary. I meant to say Ghost Hunters, but then I say Ghostbusters. I was going to say Ghost Hunters is a reliable show. It's real action on there, but then I say Ghostbusters.
It was one of my favorite movies as a kid, too.
It is Josh's favorite movie.
Like, as a kid, I think Ghostbusters 2 in particular was, like, my favorite movie when I was really young.
Ghostbusters 2 creeped me out. Yeah, I remember you in Inspector Gadget. Ghostbusters 2 creeped me out, and I'm forever haunted by the pink goo in the bathtub.
So moving on to actual science. A lot of research has gone into endogenous retroviruses. They're thought to contribute to the likelihood of the carrier of these chunks of DNA to get an infection from other viruses or to develop certain cancers. So you know how cancer, in a lot of cases, you have to be carrying the DNA to develop cancer. And sometimes a carcinogen or something like that can produce the onset of it. Meaning that, you know, not everyone who smokes is going to get lung cancer. But those who do get lung cancer had the gene for it, basically. Yeah. And so there's a hereditary thing, and they think that endogenous retroviruses could be causing this DNA that causes the cancer. And this would have been like way back in our ancestry, you know. Scientists have also identified benefits that these ERVs have given to humans. It's thought that These may have been crucial to human evolution by giving us the ability to fight off certain diseases, and even given us the ability to process starch, like your potatoes.
I love potatoes.
I know you do. RNA vaccines, however, don't even work like the endogenous retroviruses, because they don't leave straight RNA behind. They introduce mRNA to the body, messenger RNA, like I've said, which is specifically used by enzymes to synthesize proteins. RNA vaccines would basically provide the mRNA for the synthesis of antigens, which would mean our body would have a way of fighting a virus before ever being introduced to it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know how regular vaccines work by introducing a dead or a weakened version of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a weakened version of the virus. Yes. And, you know, our body has to figure out how to produce these proteins to fight it off on its own. And it takes a while. And that's why people who are immunocompromised can't have those vaccines.
You keep saying, you know, like I absolutely do know how any of this works. And I just keep going, uh-huh. Sure do.
You and I are talking in very different circles, apparently, because most people I know this.
No, I actually do know.
Thank you.
The thing about the vaccines being like whatever.
Yeah.
And stuff. No, but it's just the fact how many times you've been like, you know. And I'm like, do you know that I know?
No, I'm legitimately asking you, like the do is implied. Like, you know how this works?
I don't know, because it's more just like, you know how this works. And I'm like,
I need a yes or no, Miranda, clarify.
You're not waiting for me to say yes or no. You're just talking. And I'm like, uh-huh, yes, Continue.
And those moments where you confidently say, nope.
Yeah.
In any case, the main difference between other vaccines where your body has to figure out how to produce the proteins to fight off these viruses, the mRNA vaccine would basically give you the information to create these proteins on your own, these antigens. It's crazy. It's great. I'm actually really excited about this science. It basically would mean that our body would have a way of fighting a virus before ever being introduced to it in the first place, which would be incredibly useful in further reducing the already incredibly small risk of vaccine injury. I say already incredibly small, like remember how you were saying 0.0001%?
Yeah.
Like that much, even smaller for vaccine injury. Furthermore, our DNA is changed by environmental factors like food and atmosphere anyway.
Uh-huh.
Even if the RNA vaccines could affect our DNA, it would likely be in a similar fashion. It wouldn't mean we become these human-animal chimers.
Gross.
The absolute garbage in her science.
Thank you.
There's literally no such thing as a chimer.
No.
At the time that I received this video, I tried searching for the word in Google.
No.
And all that came up was information about Bell-chimers.
No. Okay. Yes, Bell-chimers. That's fine. Stick with that.
I did, however, figure that the word was derived from the term chimera. Originally, a chimera is a creature from Greek mythology. It's a lion with, like, a snake and something else. It's usually depicted by a chimera. Today, it is usually used in fiction to describe any creature with spliced DNA. If you've seen episode 4 in Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
No!
She knew it was coming.
No! I'll end your episode right now. I would do it.
Anyway, we're moving on.
Well, if you have anything to tell... You're gonna email us. I don't know why you think this is funny, Ashlyn. It's not funny.
Messing with you is always funny. It's like a rite of being a sibling. Messing with your siblings is always funny. You do it to me all the time.
Excuse me, I've never messed with you.
And on this episode, Miranda's just a dirty, rotten liar. In real life, there are actually people referred to as chimeras who possess more than one set of DNA. This can happen in very specific circumstances, like such as when
you have a twin.
Yeah, someone absorbs their twin in the room.
Mm-hmm.
They can sometimes carry both sets of DNA, which make them
a chimera. I knew that already, but truthfully,
I know you didn't.
Only something I remembered the first time we did this episode.
Yeah, this is not the first time we recorded this episode. We probably should have said that earlier, but...
Well, we mentioned it in the last episode, so yeah. If you're an avid listener, good
for you. If you know, you know. On top of that, the 99.9% recovery rate is blatantly untrue.
Mm-hmm.
The recovery rate is closer to 98%. There is a huge difference between a death rate of 0.1% and a death rate of 2%.
Yeah.
What's more is that the 2% is only counting people where the cause of death was listed as COVID.
Yeah.
So there's a high correlation between serious cases of COVID and underlying medical conditions. Uh-huh. Say, if I had caught it, my heart or lungs could have given out. And since I have underlying issues, it could be said that the heart failure had killed me, not COVID.
A lot of them are listed as, heart failure with possible causation from COVID.
Yeah.
But
because the thing is technically it would be the heart failing that had killed me, not necessarily disease.
COVID would still be on there, but it wouldn't be listed as, the primary thing. Mm-hmm. So it's not what would come up in the data.
Yeah, but it would greatly exacerbate it.
Yes.
So it's probably more accurate to say that the death rate is at least 2%.
Yes.
The wild truth, however, of all of this.
The wild truth.
Oh, yeah, because there's some truth to it.
Boy, howdy.
See, the thing is how you create conspiracy theories that people actually buy into is that there's always usually a little bit of grain of truth.
Yeah.
The weird thing about this conspiracy is just what exactly is true. Because, you see, Bill Gates... does have a patent, 060606.
The devil's juice.
It's actually, a patent filed under the name W02020060606.
Mm-hmm.
And it was filed by Microsoft Technology regarding a system wherein biometric data is measured and linked to a cryptocurrency system.
Mm-hmm. But it's more like Sweatcoin.
Kind of. So I can't seem to locate whether or not this patent has actually been accepted and approved or not. But the system in particular is not linked in any way to the COVID vaccine.
No.
Nor does it involve injection into the human body. If you actually look up the patent.
It'd be like in your Fitbit.
Kind of, yeah.
In your arm.
Oh, gosh. If this kind of system involved injection, it would be a bit like that.
Yeah.
It'd be very hard to get people on board to do that to earn some cryptocurrency.
That's not true, though. There's plenty of people who are like, I'm going to get the chip in my hand
so I can
wave and pay.
That's true. I forgot about that.
And so a ton of people are actually all for it.
I hate that so much.
That I do hate. I'm like, no thanks.
I have a problem with, my phone.
That's true. Ashlyn refuses to have a Google Home.
Oh, yeah. I don't have voice commands on my phone.
In my one-bedroom apartment, I have 3 Google Homes, and Ashlyn has 0 because she doesn't want it listening to her.
The thing is I know it probably will be anyway, my phone and everything.
Trust me, my Google Home does not listen to me enough.
The thing is I know that my phone's still tracking my locations, even on apps where I said it shouldn't. And it's still... recording any number of sites I'm going to, even if I go on them in incognito mode or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want it noted that I said no. I did not give you blank permission.
I did not consent to this.
I know you're doing it, but I just want it to be sad. I just want to be a little annoying about it,
Uh-huh.
Might as well. So the system that Microsoft's patent refers to, though, if you actually look at it, it details it all out. It involves a sensor that detects an individual's biometric data that is linked to their device. Their device being their phone or, say, their Fitbit or something.
Mm-hmm.
The biometric data will then be used to determine whether or not an individual completes certain tasks. And upon completion of tasks, the individual is awarded cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's about. It's not about, tracking your biometric data and then
it's like sweat
storing
coin,
it and using it to blackmail you or sell it to the highest bidder or some garbage.
Which I don't know much about Sweatcoin, but I assume it means the more you work out or the more steps it tracks on your phone, the more money you can make.
I mean, there's certain things like that, too. I know through my health insurance, there's this thing called Rally. where if you complete certain tasks, they'll give you like gift cards or something.
Hmm.
And the other bit of wild truth with this is that luciferase is a thing.
Devil's juice.
But it's not a dye. Those who have studied biology knows that, yeah, I was going to say, you know how, I know you don't know.
I did not study biology.
Usually when a word ends in A-S-E, like ace, it usually refers to a type of enzyme. And that's actually the case here. So luciferase refers to a class of oxidative enzymes that produce bioluminescence.
Mm-hmm. Like the algae that lights up on the ocean.
Yeah, or like the jellyfish or fireflies.
Oh, forgot jellyfish lit up too.
Mm-hmm. This bioluminescence is produced...
So wait, you're telling me the fireflies are little devil butts?
Why are you like this?
Just being honest.
So the bioluminescence is produced when luciferin, the substrate protein, reacts with luciferase, the enzyme, and it can be observed in nature. I mean, there's even mushrooms that glow.
Oh, that's true.
That's always wild to me. I love it.
Saw them in, what movie was that? Ant Bully or something? Anybody else remember that movie?
I do, and I think about it whenever I go on a rampage against the ants, but I won't let it stop me. I'm not malicious.
I'm malicious se. Against the wasps.
Like, see an ant? It's a dead ant. Simple as that.
I hate wasps.
All right. But why do they call it luciferase?
Because the devil.
Well, you know how a lot of the names in the Bible are Latin?
Yes.
The thing is science likes to use a lot of Latin too.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. And do you know what Lucifer means in Latin?
Let me guess. I think you told me this before. Light?
Light bearer.
Yes.
So it's not a devil thing.
Yes. It's a
light thing. It's a Latin thing. And just the fact that those two were accurate sent me reeling. Like the fact that there's an actual patent that's 060606. And the fact that this enzyme is luciferase.
It's like she found random facts and decided to make them.
Well, and the thing is luciferase actually goes into this a little bit further as well. Because why would it be in conjunction with this conspiracy?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's often used in biological research as a reporter to determine if the cells that are transferred with genetic constructs, which would be an artificial design...
Kind of like when they do contrast things. Is it kind of like that?
Not necessarily. It can show whether or not a cell is accepting the RNA that was introduced to it.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't necessarily be able to see, okay, here's the little bits of DNA. Oh, the cell accepted it. Great. So they'll use luciferase because it will react and glow. So they can actually visibly see whether or not their artificial segment of DNA was accepted into a cell.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that that's what its main use is in research makes it incredibly likely that it was used in the development of the COVID-19 vaccine. But it is not an ingredient included in any of the vaccines.
Mm.
So it was probably used in the development,
mm-hmm.
but it's not present.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the whole 5G thing, of course, is a topic for another day. But I will say that I am fully vaccinated.
And my service sucks.
And my cell service sucks. Seriously, I'm working in labs, and labs are usually in like, mm-hmm. you know, big buildings, and I'm usually like deep in these buildings, and I get so little cell service it drives me insane because I'm usually having to mm-hmm. use a hotspot on my phone for my internet, you know, to send emails or do my work. Oh, it's killing me.
That's funny. Like at my work, most people have really bad cell reception inside,
mm-hmm.
and I think my phone has just gotten used to it because I have fine reception and everyone else's phones do
it
not
could
work.
Also just be, you know, your network versus
theirs.
Well,
when I first started working there, it didn't work so mm-hmm. well.
It could also be that yours actually has 5G.
Well, no, it's not getting 5G while I'm there.
Oh.
If I go a mile, you know, a mile further towards the stadiums, yes, then I get 5G for a whole 5 seconds while I drive past the stadium. And it actually causes my Spotify to glitch because it goes from 4G to 5G to 4G again. So my Spotify goes, and then goes back to normal. And I'm like, how is this better?
So now we're getting back to good old Dr. Northrup.
Oh, God.
And her credentials.
I thought this was over.
Because it doesn't make sense, you know, that someone who actually knows science would be peddling this
misinformation.
Yes. So Dr. Christiana Northrup has been featured on Oprah, Rachel Ray, Dr. Oz, and other notable talk shows. Her credentials. She is a board certified OBGYN with training from Dartmouth Medical School and Tufts New England Medical Center.
These are pretty good schools.
She's written 3 books over women's health, and she claims that her practices have focused on combined usage of holistic medicine as well as more conventional OBGYN practices.
Mm-hmm.
My big question is, why is an OBGYN talking about this?
Right.
You know, why is that the expert you guys are going with?
Right.
She is not a doctor of infectious diseases. She's not a geneticist, a pulmonologist, virologist, or any realm of science that would be involved in the development of the COVID-19 vaccine. While she does have to have an understanding of biology and medicine in order to be an OBGYN, that does not mean that she should be looked at as an authority on the development
infectious
of vaccines.
And
it would be like asking a gynecological surgeon to do cardiovascular surgery.
Yeah.
And so it really doesn't make any sense. And it's almost like they had to pull someone who would just say what they wanted.
Yep.
You know, I always say that you should definitely be wary of who is telling you the information. Because why do they want you to believe in it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is there to gain? Are they just being a good person and tipping you off because, you know, oh, the government's watching you and you never know, and I just want you to be safe.
They're what?
Or are they getting something from it? Like, were they paid? Are they just trying to get their name out there more? Do they have something to gain from COVID continuing and people not getting the vaccine? I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do know is that you don't just take anyone and say that they're your expert witness on this when they're not an expert in the subject. It's wild to me. It's like there are a lot of people who have written books on psychology. They're these books by doctors of psychology, so-called. But if you look into their accreditation, they received honorary degrees from universities. They received their education from non-accredited universities. They're not really a doctor, you know, despite that. And while she may be a doctor, she's not this kind of doctor.
Yeah.
Could they not find someone who actually looks into viruses or anything to talk about this?
Probably not.
Yeah, because that would be stupid. And they would also lose any amount of credibility that they had.
I think she did do so.
And it's kind of insane to me, though, that the people who believe in this kinds of conspiracies are willing to take just one person saying blatant misinformation, and then they decide that every other bit of information that they take in after that has got to be false, has got to be something that, you know, oh, they're just pushing it on us because they want to control us. Like, that is a thing that's really killing me about some of these conspiracies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the reason it took me so long to talk about this, because, like I said, I received it back in early November.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so exhausted from just everything to do with COVID. Mainly the conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Because how do you reason with someone who's not willing to learn?
You don't.
Conflicting information? Yeah, you can't.
You can't.
Ugh. So that's my bleak note on all of this. I guess I'll leave with this. Always look into the credentials of whoever's telling you this, whether they researched it, you know, where did they get their sources? Which, by the way, my sources will be linked in the show notes.
That's what we do.
Yeah, because I want you to be able to figure it out for yourself if you do not believe me. Mm-hmm. Don't take me at face value. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I do have something to gain here, because if more people get the vaccines, then maybe this can go away.
Yeah.
Is my hope.
Yep. We got one rehearsal in... mask free.
Mm-hmm.
And Might I add, they made sure all of us at the callback were vaccinated. We all had proof that we were vaccinated. So everyone in the cast is vaccinated. And we are having private rehearsals, but we had one unmasked rehearsal, and then we immediately put masks back on.
I have seen full-grown adults having hissy fits
all
over social media today, about the stupid piece of cloth. Like, just
today. Today, a man walks in not wearing a mask. I said, oh, hi, do you have a mask? And he said, no. And I said, oh, well, we are technically in Kansas City proper, so there is an indoor mask mandate. But we have one here for you to borrow if you want. You could throw it out afterwards. You could keep it, whatever you want to do. But this is for you. And I gave it to him. And he blatantly walked around the store with it hanging on one ear. It was very rude.
Well, it's not even the people who were anti-mask before that are the only ones having hissy fits, though.
Oh, I know.
And
there's people. The thing is, there's people who have gotten their vaccines like a good person and did everything right, and they're upset because they have to go back to wearing masks when they did everything right.
And the thing is, the unfortunate part is,
yeah, we're all paying for other people's
choices. I understand that.
We get it.
But also, why are you acting like a toddler on social media about it?
Yeah, don't.
Like, they're like, I'm not going to wear this. I got the vaccine. What are you talking about? I saw a sign saying, Clay and Platt County secede from Kansas City.
Yeah,
it's time.
I saw that yesterday, too.
And, like, people are saying, oh, recall the mayor. Recall whoever's saying.
Leave Mayor Lucas alone. Leave him alone. He's a good mayor.
Honestly, yes. I honestly think he's been handling this remarkably well.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a nightmare. And people, in the words of Bo Burnham, if you could just shut up for like 5 minutes.
With that note, no,
I keep thinking like I'm gonna say something, and then I never do because I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. It will change nothing, it will do nothing.
Yep.
Except make it worse.
So on that note, if you have any fun stories you want to tell us, you can email us at matterthanacaterpillar@gmail.com. You could also visit us on our Instagram at matterthanacaterpillar.
Or if you have funny things that you want to tweet at us, we would really enjoy that. If you have suggestions for other conspiracies to cover or stuff you want to learn more about, we may be getting into our niche topics soon. I keep saying I'm going to do them. I should actually do them. You can tweet those at us at Madder Than a Cat on Twitter.
We also have a Facebook page at ITYW Podcast, or I'll Tell You What with a Period and Seven Ellipses.
We've got a TikTok at Madder Than a Caterpillar. I know we talk about it a lot on here. It's addicting. But
TikTok,
it's also fun.
It's not our TikTok.
Yeah, no, our TikTok. It can be fun. If you want to look at our weird faces that we make.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Are you trying to look good on the TikToks that we make?
Always.
Oh.
My face always looks good. I can't not look good.
I'll let you have it.
yeah.
Mine never looks good.
Anywho,
in photos.
What is our TikTok?
It's at Madder Than a Caterpillar. I think I already said that.
I don't know. I was just making sure you did. And with that.
Oh.
What?
We also have a Patreon.
We already talked about Patreon earlier.
Yes, earlier at the beginning, but we didn't tell them where to find us. You can find us at www.patreon.com/ I'll tell ya what. You what, not ya.
Yeah, Ashton, get it right. And with that, I'll leave you with this. Tell your mom.
Tell your dad.
Tell your friends.
Tell the FBI agent listening through your phone.
And tell the coronavirus that's living in your closet. Okay, fine. Tell the vaccine that's going to...
Tell the chimer.
No. No, I refuse to bring that up.
I wasn't saying chimera.
No! Tell the conspiracy nut that's living in your closet. And good night.
I do not live there. Okay, fight me.
I took a nap there once, and I'm just kidding.
No, I didn't do that.
Good night.
It took me a second.